You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now. It's where you go when you need to know. And before we get to our next guest, Secretary of Transportation Aubrey Lane, we'll have a bit of a recap here of what took place yesterday. This is CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula.
I'm Jim Krasula. The shooting at Emmanuel AME Church has prompted Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to ban the Confederate flag from license plates in the state. The Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles says about 1,600 motorists have such plates that pay homage to the sons of Confederate veterans.
Jim Krasula there. This is News Radio 1070 WINA, and we are talking with the Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth of Virginia, Aubrey Lane. So, Secretary Lane, can you help us understand sort of the minutiae, the details, what has to take place in order for this Confederate flag, the Sons of the Confederacy, I'm assuming are the only plates that we have in Virginia that display the Confederate flag. What has to take place in order for them to be removed from those license plates?
Well, unless you're right, it is. That's the only plate in Virginia we have with the Confederate battle flag that is displayed as an emblem. What Governor McAuliffe has instructed me to do, and I have instructed our Division of Motor Vehicles, is sort of a multi-step process. The first is that we are continuing to take any applications, but will not issue any more of those plates. In the interim, we are reaching out to the Sons of the Confederate Veterans to work with them. Is there another emblem they would like to have put in place of the Confederate battle flag, which the governor has ordered? And by the way, this is going back to original Virginia law that was overturned a few years back, and now the Supreme Court has taken action, I guess, in that regard also. But where it was banned before was prohibited before. So we're reaching out with them to see if, in fact, there's another emblem. There'll be a reasonable amount of time to work through that process, and assuming that we can work out something with them, then we will issue the new plates. If nothing could be worked out, we would then issue plates that still would have Sons of the Confederate veterans, but would not have an emblem. Then we would issue those plates at no cost to the plate holders, that they would then take those plates and replace those that are on the vehicle now with the new plates. The old plates don't have to be turned in, but in fact, we would issue new plates that would remove this emblem from a Virginia license plate.
Yeah, let's reiterate that. So in that report is about 1,600 plates exist with the Confederate flag on them in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but you're saying that the folks who have them will not have to surrender those plates?
Not to surrender them, they'll have to take them off the vehicle and replace them with the new plates coming out. And that process, Les, is going to take anywhere from 90 to 120 days. We need to work out if there's going to be a new emblem, and then it takes us time to produce the plates. But they don't have to surrender the plates, so we're not asking for them back, but they'd have to take them off the vehicle and put the new plates on.
Do you expect, Secretary Lane, that there will be lawsuits over this?
Sure, Les. Anytime you have an action like this, and it's a very emotional action, or a lot of responses that are emotional, there's likely to be lawsuits. And we have considered that in the action the governor has taken, and obviously my instructions to the Division of Motor Vehicles in that regard. But as many of your listeners have heard from others on the program, the symbol of the Confederate flag has become one of hate to many Americans and Virginians, and do not believe it's appropriate to be on a state-sponsored license plate. Doesn't say anything about a bumper sticker or anything. It's not freedom of speech that people can use on their own personal property, just not on the state license plate.
This is News Radio 1070 WINA. We're talking with Secretary of Transportation Aubrey Lane for the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're talking about the Confederate flag being removed from the license plates. So how long, what's your guesstimate, how long do you think it will take to get those plates removed, all totaled?
I think it'd be between 60 to 120 days, and a lot of that depends on if we can work out something with the Sons of the Confederate Veterans for a new emblem. We'd like to do that and put on there something in its stead. But after a reasonable amount of time goes by, unless I don't know what that means, but certainly a lot of time for them to discern if they want something else. But if we couldn't reach agreement, then we would just reissue the plates without an emblem. It takes us another 30 to 60 days to make the plate. So that's why I say anywhere from 2 to 4 months to work through this process. And of course, I know there is a court case here in Virginia that I know the Attorney General is working through that also, tying up some loose ends. But that I think the governor mentioned somewhere on the outset of about 120 days. But that's a rough guess based on the steps I've outlined for you.
I noticed on the website, the DMV website, that the image of the plates have already been removed.
Yeah, that's correct. We'll take applications, but we don't know what image is going to be on the plates. We do know it will not be the Confederate battle flag, so that's why they were removed from the DMV website.
Are there concerns, or maybe that's a strong word, are there thoughts about the possibility of then the Washington Redskins, if that is, the trademark office is looking at that right now, could that be a plate that ends up being redesigned as well?
You know, I don't want to hazard a conjecture, Les, on that. What typically has been deemed to be inappropriate has been pretty obvious. I know there's a lot of talk about that, but I know of no plans as of right now for anything in that regard.
Well, what else do my listeners need to know about this Sons of Confederacy license plate from the Commonwealth of Virginia that we haven't covered?
I think a couple things will be probably covered, but the replacement will be at no cost to the plate holders, and that we want to work with them to come up with something suitable. Again, there are no other plans in regards I've heard about renaming roads or other monuments. That is just an inaccurate, I think, an overreaction by some. This is simply about removing from a state license plate an emblem that has become to represent to many Virginians and Americans that of hate, and don't think it's appropriate for our license plate here. I should point out, Les, I'm a native Virginian Southerner, proud of my Southern history, but look, recognize that this symbol of the Confederate battle flag, it means a lot different to many others. Been used in different ways and not for good, and I think it's the appropriate action to take.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time here this afternoon clarifying things and getting us up to date. Secretary of Transportation Aubrey Lane, thank you very much.
Thank you much, and go Cavaliers.